Yeah, baby, Lancelot Knight and The Woods. That song just went number one on the Indigenous Music Countdown. Congratulations to Lancelot. We love hanging with that guy. He's a real fun dude to hang with and a great musician. Last time I think I saw him would have been Mariposa. Now, before that was Panther City from the amazing Leon Bridges, who's on tour with Charlie Crockett right now. You should see that show. And they're both incredible artists and have known each other since their careers began. Now for something from a guy who's got the same initials as I do. We don't get mixed up a lot, though. He is incredible. Here's James Taylor and the song Copperline on the jukebox.
Creek, leaning heavy on the end of the week. Achilles and a hog-nosed snake down on Copper Line. We were down on Copper Line. One summer night on the Copper Line, slip away past supper time. With smoke and moonshine down on Copper Line. One time I saw my daddy dancing, watched him moving like a man in a trance. He brought it back from the war in France, down on the Copper Line. French water and tomato wine, creosote and turpentine, supple mass and new moonshine, down on Copper Line. Down on Copper Line. First kiss ever I took, like a page from a romance book. The sky opened and the earth shook. Down on Copper Line. Down on Copper Line. To last all night down on Copper Line. Day breaks and the boy wakes up, and the dog barks and the bird sings, and the sap rises and the angels sigh. Yeah. I tried to go back as if I could, all spec house and plywood, tore up good. Down on Copper Line. It doesn't come as a surprise to me. It doesn't touch my memory. And I'm lifting up and rising free. Down over Copper Line. Half a mile down to Morgan Creek. I'm only living for the end of the week. Achilles and a hog-nosed snake. Down on Copper Line. Take me down on Copper Line. Oh, down on Copper Line. Lay me down on Copper
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Come home, pull back the covers. the sun burned down. The lights are out, I've lit a candle. I'm all alone, but I'm not alone. I hear voices whisper, only shadows tonight.
Julian Taylor here, and I'm your host on the jukebox. That is good friend Isla Barker from Manitoba and the song If the Sun Burns Out. That was from her first release in 2013. We got music coming up from Toby Nwigwe, and he's joined by a whole slew of artists. It's kind of an artist collective that's joining the American rapper for a song called I'm Not Good. Also on the show, brand new music that just dropped this fall, from an artist by the name of Sutye, and the song's called Realness. This is a really cool track, and this is an artist born in Morocco and raised in Canada. A very great storyteller, and has an incredible emotional sort of broad appeal that I really enjoyed listening to the song Realness. That's coming up very shortly. Ray Zaragoza is also on the show, and joining her is Milk. The song is called Joy Revolution. We also have the breakup song, They Don't Write 'Em, from 1981, and Greg Keen Band. This is some rock and roll that I think you're going to really enjoy. Discovered this in Portland, Oregon at Soundcheck, and it was cool. Had to play it on the show. Here it is on the jukebox.
The band stole the tempo and the music. and sing at the top of my lungs. I wanna dance, tell my tales, cry, run, do whatever I want. I wanna join the joy revolution. Do whatever I want. I want to join the joy revolution.
This is music for the human race. From Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
You hit me with the realness I never know. but that's not my job. I wanna pick you up off of the ground and lift you higher. I wanna save you, yeah, but I'm not God.
I learned the true meaning of two wrongs don't make it right. But that's mine, I take it as right.
Look, some of the most solid I've known in life stood 10 toes down on sinking sand. I made it out the mud while don't really evolve or think we can. The wisdom I feel most is sifted out the palms of wrinkling hands by those who sit and tell stories like Nori and them drinking champs. Moment of silence, shh, let the Holy Ghost come baptize. Cause I evolved from using my southern drawl to flog and chastise. The posture I have towards the countenance of my is let them be. Cause even when you know why the caged bird sings, you might not could set them free.
My pawpaw in the midst of Ruach Elohim, petitioning, anointed with oil back in the gap. He hope I could drip with him. And I'm slicker than a bowl of kerosene. Loaded clip on my head for a Pharisee. No game signals, I'm just at a better switch and let it sing at your front door. No caroling, but on me.
October? What's Rocktober?
Rocktober is Long & McQuaid's amazing event in October, powered by Yorkville Sound.
Fantastic. Are Gibson and Epiphone included?
Yes.
Sure?
Uh-huh.
Trainer Orange and Blackstar amps?
Excellent.
Mapex drums?
You bet.
And Yorkville PA?
Indubitably. Plus Jupiter Brass and Woodwinds and a whole lot more. Come into any Long & McQuaid and celebrate with no interest financing and deals all month long. Check out LongAndMcQuaid.com for details.
This is Bert Note. In the center of Oakland, California, is Lake Merritt. People row in it, picnic, and jog around it, and it's a place of respite within the city. And the lake, like Oakland, has always been a refuge of sorts, says journalist Pendarvis Harshaw.
Oakland's diversity is historically a product of people escaping conflict and seeking a safe haven. There's a parallel between the people who flock to Oakland and the birds that have made it their home. All colors, shapes, and sizes.
Water birds, like ducks, geese, egrets, pelicans, cormorants, and coots, to name a few. Many people don't know that this urban lake was also the first wildlife refuge in North America since 1870.
Lake Merritt was kind of an early instance of this idea that nature, if we want it to, can be where we are, and we can find it in the cities that we live in.
That's Alex Harris. He wrote and beautifully illustrated the field guide, Birds of Lake Merritt. The book describes the birds found around the waters of Lake Merritt, its history since the Ohlone peoples have populated it, all the way till today. People in Oakland have a special bond to the lake's birds, and one of Lake Merritt's most beloved birds is the black-crowned night heron, the official bird of Oakland since 2019. That's thanks to curious Oakland third graders who wrote a petition to the city.
One of the kids described the bird as being funky and cool, just like Oakland, which I think brilliantly encapsulated everyone's feelings, both about the birds and about living in Oakland as well.
The show is also available in Espanol. Visit our website, birdnote.org, to learn more. I'm Camilo Garzón from Oakland, California.
You can deny all the things I've seen, all the things I've discovered, but not for much longer. Because too many others know what's happening out there.